It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Todd Surprise, sitting in for Austin O'Neill, who's going to be racing tonight up at I-80, the Silver Dollar Nationals. Kirk Elliott sitting in with me today as well. How you doing, Kirk? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. Just got back from Kansas Speedway and the Hollywood Casino.
Yeah, some big news out there today, huh?
Yeah, there's they've approved sports wagering in the state of Kansas.
Which is that good for motorsports?
I don't know. I think it might help draw interest. Why wouldn't it? You know, take all the help that they can get to draw fans in. So if sports wagering is the key to doing that, then
let me ask you, Kirk, do you think it's going to bring in non-typical motorsports fans? You think it will draw some of the non-typical motorsports fans into the sport?
Might some.
Maybe.
I mean, why wouldn't it?
For the habituate gamblers out there, the people that just can't refuse to not lay a bet down, like we know a few people over there at Sports Radio 810 do betting quite a bit. You think it's going to lure some of those people in?
I don't know.
Have an opinion, Kurt.
As far as the interest level for the sport, it can't hurt. I do believe that it will bring people that wouldn't ordinarily watch the race, lay a bet down on the race, that would watch it.
Right.
Otherwise, they wouldn't care.
So Rusty Wallace was out there today, huh?
Yeah, he was. They brought him out there. They had a big presentation at the Hollywood Casino overlooking Turn 2. Had a nice backdrop to the announcement out there, and they unveiled a couple of pace cars that had a new logo on it. The Hollywood Casino 400 has been the name of the race in the fall for some years now, but they added Hollywood Casino 400 presented by Barstool Sports. That's part of this coming in. They're constructing a sports book at Hollywood Casino. They're doing all kinds of construction out there, and it's not going to be completely finished by the time they race here on September 11th, but they'll have it up and going.
Yeah. So you've got a little bit of sound that you spoke to Rusty Wallace this morning, and he was talking about what this might do for the Speedway, right?
Yeah, let's hear. And he also had some good comments about where he thinks NASCAR is at. He's pretty excited about where NASCAR is these days. Mm-hmm. You hear Rusty Wallace. He's one of the analysts on the Motor Racing Network, and he had a lot of good things to say about what's happening with the casino and Kansas Speedway and about NASCAR in general.
It's going to bring another level of excitement for the race fan. That's for sure. A lot of people like their love to bet on our wager on who's going to win. I mean, I get phone calls all the time. Hey, Rusty, who you think's going to win today? And I do my best at picking who I think is strong at this racetrack or that racetrack or whatever. But it just gives another level of excitement, something to do for the race fan. I mean, this is really the talk of the town. They're doing a lot of talking about this. I recently left North Carolina. I was at the state capitol talking to all the senators up there about sports wagering. And then I recently left Phoenix International Speedway, where I was out there announcing sport wagering with Barstool Sports. And now here, we're out here at the Kansas City Speedway doing the same thing again. So this is exciting. That's a fun deal. Temperature should be great. And, with this recent design change in this track, with the banking the way it is, and now with the brand new next-gen car coming out, and it's been so successful all year long and had some growing pains, and the teams are still trying to figure out these pit stops. My gosh, every single week we're hearing the tires falling off and stuff like that, just basically because the teams are rushing to pit stops trying to get it all done. They haven't figured out that single lug nut yet, but they about got that figured out now. And we all knew there was going to be a growing pain, growing time to understand this car, but I don't think anybody really thought we'd have this many new winners that I really didn't expect to be in victory lane this quick. I mean, I'm talking about guys like Ross Chastain. I'm talking of guys like Tyler Reddick, who got in there already. But I would never expect either that we wouldn't see Kevin Harvick in there. We wouldn't see Martin Truex so far. Guys like that are superstars, have not figured out this new car yet, and they have not won, and they're probably going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see just how this all plays out with the sports book at Kansas Speedway and whether or not that's going to draw added interest to the sport. I think it will,
yeah,
because we're going to see more states, you know, pick up the sports wagering. Missouri doesn't have it yet, but Kansas is up and going with the casino right by the racetrack. I think that adds an element that you don't see most every other racetrack.
So I'm just going to say it, Kirk. When I was racing, what year did the boats come into Kansas City? Anybody know the date when that happened, what year that was, when the boats came to Kansas
that was
City?
Back in the 90s, wasn't it?
It was. It was in the
early 90s. 93, 4, 5, somewhere in there?
Mid-90s, probably, somewhere yeah. Right in there. Right. Your mic's not on, Todd, for some reason, for whatever.
Yeah, I'd say 93 or 94, yeah. Maybe 95 at the latest.
So all I remember is when I was racing at that time, it was about 94, 95, because I'm not going to mention a driver by 92, Mark Pierce says. He just said 92. I remember several people that I raced against when the boats came to Kansas City, they went broke because they couldn't resist the temptation of gambling. And I know of several racers that had financial problems once those boats came to Kansas City.
Well, if you
anybody got a problem with that?
If you're not in control of what you do, if you know, the way I look at it, you're adults, you can make decisions, and there's a downside to everything.
Some people can't control their addiction, Kurt.
There's a lot of people who drink can't control that. So,
well, but when you're talking about your finances, when you run out of money, you're homeless, just so you know.
I can only control my money. I can't control somebody else's.
Well, that's true. You got a good point there.
Pat Warren, the president of Kansas Speedway, had these comments about this announcement and what a sports book at Hollywood Casino means to Kansas Speedway.
Well, I mean, I think it's just another step forward in the partnership that we've got and we've had with the casino and the state, you know, because the way gaming is set up in the state, it's a public-private partnership. And you know, we opened this casino in, I think, 2012. The race started in 2011. We've got a 15-year relationship with the state and with the casino. Fully anticipate that being renewed and going forward for another 15 years at the end of that. And this is just one more step in growing and making it bigger and delivering our promise of economic development and tax revenue to the taxpayers of Kansas.
Right. I'm not kicking on gambling. Because I know some people that have made some pretty good money doing gambling. But I'm just going to say that me personally, I'm not a gambler. So this wouldn't entice me to get involved in gambling because, well, I just don't want to throw my money away.
Well, I'm with you. I'm already interested in what goes on the racetrack.
Are you going to bet online,
no.
Kurt?
No, I'm not going to bet on this because I don't have to. I'm interested in the racing. Because of the racing, I don't have to wager on racing in order to get interested in it.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
How about you, Todd?
Well,
would you bet? Would you do some sport gambling?
I may do something for the race day just because it's up there and some do. But just coming from a person that lives in the community, this is a big deal because this casino's been there a long time.
Right.
A lot of companies have come and gone. Out of Wyandotte County, mm-hmm. Cerner's leaving, which is a huge...
They are leaving?
Oh, yeah. It's been sold and everything. The building's
Why
been empty.
Why is that?
Got bought out by another company, and the other company doesn't need a facility here in Kansas City. My thought...
That was kind of their spot out there. Yeah,
my thought is they got all their bond money that they needed, and it's time to roll.
Right.
So what's going to happen with those big office buildings out there?
The rumor is that it's going to be turned into a VA, the new VA hospital, because they're really nice.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the rumor is.
Wow.
So, I had not heard that.
I hadn't heard that either.
So, yeah, the Cerner's been empty for a while now, and so there's been a couple big buildings, but the one building that's been constant out there is the casino.
They just built that building, what, 4 or 5 years ago, didn't they?
It's been a lot longer than that.
But, has it?
Yeah, it just seems like 4 or 5, but they got their 10-year bond, and they're ready to roll, I think.
Wow, how about that?
The Star Bonds. That's what helped construct Kansas Speedway.
That's right. So, but I'll just say this, with that casino being there, not just the gambling for racing. I'm talking about gambling across the board. That is going to be a destination now. You're going to see more things blowing up around there now because of this gambling.
Right.
Because you're going to have people ready to stay there, not just for the casino-style gambling. You're going to actually be able to online gamble. So I think it's going to change that whole area, like Rusty Wall is saying, the place is already blown up. It's going to be a little different out there.
Yeah, even though I'm not going to place a lot of bets on races, anything that improves the economic development of that whole area out there and helps grow it even more, I'm all for it.
I'm kind of for you. I'm with you on that, right? Yeah. If it's good for the region,
that's right.
It's good for everybody.
Because they're losing. You know, the Sonics never reopened up there. That Sonics been out of business. There's a lot of companies that's been out of business that can't get employees. So I'm all for anything that can bring in more employees. That'd be great.
We've got a good show lined up for you today. The winner of the 39th annual King's Roll is going to join us here in just a little bit. Brent Marks is going to join us. Steve Post a little bit later in the show. We'll talk about the King's Roll with him as well. Last night, Kirk, Tim McCready won up at Husetts. That was a hell of a race, wasn't it?
That was a great show.
Yeah.
That's the first time they've had super late models at Houston Speedway.
In years.
Sprint car track, and those guys, there wasn't a lot of cars. They had, what, 19?
Why is that?
18 started three feature events.
Why do you think there was only 19 cars?
Maybe for the same reason there were 24 at I-70 last week. I don't know. Maybe $10,000 isn't
it's
enough
not
for
enough.
These guys.
I don't know. I think you're right, Kirk. I was talking with Steve Post just a little bit earlier today, and $10,000 is just not a lot of money for these guys that run in late models anymore.
4 or 5 years ago, that was a lot of money.
That was big money, right? But now, with all these big money races with XR, the World of Outlaws, the Lucasoil Late Model Dirt Series, they all pay these big money races, and these $10,000 races don't mean much to anybody.
Now, this Saturday night, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at I-80 Speedway, that's not going to be the case. $53,000 to win Saturday night show, $5,000 to start. Everybody is going to be at I-80 Speedway this weekend.
I'd like to be up there myself.
That'll be a huge count. I'm looking forward to heading up there on Saturday night. But I thought that was a great show at Husetts last night. Those guys, even though not everybody was there, I thought it was an entertaining show to watch.
I did, too, and it was fun to watch some of the guys come up through the field. Mike Marler, he started 12th last night, ended up running second. He made a nice little run up through the field. Tim McCready, he started 6th. He ended up winning the race.
Ricky Thornton tore his car up, didn't he?
Ricky Thornton Jr., he started 8th, and he ended up running 7th, but he just ripped off the right rear spoiler of that car. He banged it off the wall several times. Yeah,
hit the wall too many times.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good race, though, didn't you?
Yeah, now I'm excited for tonight at Port Royal Speedway.
Oh, me too.
And we won't get to see, unless you drive up to I-80 Speedway, Austin O'Neill's going to be racing tonight.
Yeah.
But no live video for that event, so we'll have my race pass.
That is a bummer for me because, you know, we always want to watch Austin, how he does, but unfortunately they're not going to have any live video up there tonight as well. Tammy's going to be going to, I think she's going to Port Royal tonight, she says up there.
Port Royal Speedway, I've said this many times.
Who wins, Kirk? The Posse or the Outlaws?
Brent Marks.
How can you bet against Brent Marks
right now?
You can't bet against him, right? 13 wins on the season.
I'm excited you got him on here in a few minutes to hear what he has to say about
everything. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. He's been on the show before with us, so he's a good guy. And he didn't hesitate to get back with us and let us know that he'd be on the show today.
$275,000 winning two of the biggest races of the year.
Do you know how much?
In a span of about 3 days.
Kirk, do you know how much he's won for the year?
Almost $500,000.
$481,414.
Wow. Incredible. And that what he did on Saturday night at the King's Royal, that was impressive.
Yeah, no doubt.
We came from 14th to win the historical big one, and even though he got a better starting spot on Saturday night, he still put on a very impressive performance.
Well, he is the man in sprint car racing right now. Would you say that?
Right now, you'd have to say that.
You know what's funny is to me, when you go to sprintcarratings.com and you go to the Wing 410 ratings, I don't understand how Kyle Larson is in front of Brent Marks. Do you get that? Kyle Larson has 4 wins. Brent Marks has 13 wins. How can Kyle Larson be ahead of Brent Marks?
I don't understand.
How's that happen?
I mean, head to head, even the Pennsylvania Sprint Week, Brent Marks just flat out ran Kyle.
And how's Anthony Macri 10th out of all those drivers? He's got 16 wins this year. Anthony Macri does.
I'm interested to see how he does tonight. Port Royal Speedway.
Well, that's his place, man.
Yeah. In his ballpark tonight, and he's got some new people working on that race car right now. I thought he ended up pretty well at the Kings Royal the other night, you know, with all these changes been going on. But Macri, he is really good at Port Royal Speedway, so it'll be interesting to see what he does.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt. I don't know. I think Marks or Macri wins tonight. What do you think? Are you with me on that?
I'm going to be watching Sheldon Haudenschild to see. I mean, you can run up against the fence at Port Royal Speedway.
Yep.
And Sheldon Haudenschild is a high rim rider. And I think he is one of the guys you want to keep an eye on tonight.
Yeah.
Even though Eldora Speedway wasn't what he was hoping for.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have a good outing there.
He didn't have a good outing there. Sheldon Haudenschild, you can argue that he is one of the drivers of the year, too. I wouldn't rate him as high as Brent Marks right now with those two wins that he had at Eldora Speedway. But Sheldon Haudenschild, the season that he's had, you got to rank him right up near the top of drivers of the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, well, why don't we let's take a break early. That way we can get Brent Marks on and talk about his two big wins at Eldora. It's all here on Mostly Motorsports. Mostly Motorsports is brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be back with more of Mostly Motorsports in a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor. There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Rod M Supply is involved with a variety of motorsports as well as industrial applications with many different types of products. Since 1989, Rod M Supply has provided superior products priced competitively. Whether you're racing at the circle track or drag strip, rock climbing, or going off-road, Rod M Supply has an assortment of Rod M's radius rods and specialty products to keep your equipment moving. Rod M Supply's experienced staff is ready and willing to help you with your needs. Their promise is to continue to provide a superior product with superior service so you can stay in front of the field no matter what it is. To learn more, go to rodmsupply.com.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must-play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9-hole whole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. We are attempting to get a hold of Brent Marks as we speak. I text back and forth with him. You got him? All right. Good.
I think we got him on the cell phone. We're going to get him rolled over to the studio line.
All right. Good enough. That's good. Good. We'll get him on here in just a minute. And anyway. Yep.
So we're going to get this here lined up here. Kirk's going to call him right back on this.
All right.
So we're good to go. So, yeah, man, how about that? Got the big shots in town for at the Kansas Speedway. We sent our big shot, Kirk Elliott, out there today. But
yep.
I tell you what.
He is a big shot.
He got the good audio. And yep. I tell you what, we appreciate Kirk going out there and doing the beat part of the stuff that nobody gives
any.
It's tough to go out there sometimes and get your credit out there. I mean, to get your own voice. Because, man, you know how it is out there. You got to let the local media has to get theirs in. 4, 5, and 9, our TV channels. They got to get theirs in. And Kirk Elliott's pretty good about getting in line out there. And so here we are. I think we got him rocking and rolling here.
All right. Well, we'll get him on here in just a second. And we ready, Kirk? All right, let's bring him on the show right now. He was the winner of the historical big one in the 39th annual Kings Royal. Brent Marks joins us now on the show. Brent, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time. I know a lot of people are probably reaching out to you. How many podcasts have you done since you won the Kings Royal?
I've had a lot of people reach out, but just honestly been super busy. I mean, we didn't have much downtime, and everybody reached out and still have to get everything turned around and race tonight yet. So it's just been a really, really busy, a couple of days. So,
yeah.
But getting through it,
yeah.
Been enjoying every minute of it so far.
Was Sealance Grove supposed to race last night?
I think they were, but I believe they moved it to this Saturday.
Yeah.
But we'll be at Williams Grove Williams Grove Friday and Saturday with the Outlaws.
Right. Yeah. No doubt. That's a big weekend. We can't wait to watch that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Port Royal and Williams Grove this weekend. We're looking forward to that. Let's step back and talk about all. Man, that are you still pinching yourself trying to think about all the money that you've won and at Eldora and just everything, how it all came together for you at Eldora this year?
Yeah, I mean, it was just such an amazing experience. I just, I don't know any other way to describe it besides that. And,
right.
It was just it was a great week, great weekend. And, we've been working extremely hard to put this program together to get to a point where we're consistently racing for wins, and feel like we've gotten to that point. And to win those two races this past weekend was really just a dream come true, and you know, also it's kind of, you know, we kind of made a point of, you know, how hard we've been working to get to this point. So it's just, like I said, it's just an amazing experience, and we're continuing to try and enjoy every single second of it.
Yeah. Did you feel like you started deep in the field in the historical big one? You were way back there. What was it, 14th, I think it was? I think you started it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And you made it up there, and you win that race. Did you feel like you had a lot of confidence when you were going into the King's Royal after winning the historical big one?
Yeah, I mean, I just know how difficult those races are. And, you know, I had confidence in the weekend that, you know, we could, I think, you know, it was really difficult starting that deep in the field on Thursday night, and especially with so many good race teams in front of us. And, you know, they reworked the track prior to that, which is kind of not normal for Eldora. So it kind of threw us for a curveball a little bit. And, you know, we started the race out extremely tight. And honestly, it just didn't feel like we were going to be able to work our way up through there. And then things just started happening throughout the race, and I was able to gain some spots, you know, and restarts, and, you know, the track started widening out and getting more slick, and my car started coming in, and then we really just started coming on and passing race cars there at the end. And you know, next thing you know, I find myself in second chasing down, you know, Tyler Courtney there. And it's just, you know, it just really, it was crazy how much that race actually changed for us. And, but to come from that far back and win it was really special. And then, you know, after winning that, I felt like we had one of the best shots at winning the King's Royal, but we just needed to, you know, get ourselves in position and get the first half of the night put together. And, you know, I felt like if we could start up near the front, we'd have a really good shot at it, and we did, and it all worked out great for us. So it was just, you know, it was just an amazing week. Like I said, so much effort and work put into this. You know, this race team by you know, my guys, and, you know, we've all have the same, you know, mindset and goals in mind, and just, you know, it's just a lot of fun working with them, and we're having a lot of fun right now. And, you know, I'm very thankful and blessed to be in the position that I am.
Yeah, no doubt. Did you feel Donnie Schatz kind of putting that heat on you there at the end of the race a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I just was kind of peeking up at the big screen there through one and two, and you know, knew Donnie was in second, and, you know, I just wanted to make sure I hit my line, and I felt the most comfortable up against the wall, and I felt good in the middle and then in the bottom, you know, the first part of the race, and you know, I know Donnie really likes to try to get the middle to work, so I was just making sure I hit my marks, and car felt really good, and I felt like it would have been really difficult for him to get by me, you know, running that type of lines, as long as I didn't make any mistakes. So, yeah, like I did the best I could there, and felt like I did a good job. And, you know, Donnie's one of the best out there, and you know, be able to hold him off was definitely really cool. So, you know, I know he wanted that race really, really bad, and,
right,
and so did I. So,
yeah,
you know, we definitely gave it our all, that's for sure.
Do you take any extra satisfaction out of beating a guy, a 10-time World of Outlaw champion like Donnie Schatz? Do you get any added satisfaction out of outrunning a guy like him?
I mean, he's been one of the best drivers over, you know, the last, you know, decade or more, and you know, they've been the best race team for a long time. And so anytime you can, you know, beat them or outrun them, you know, it means a lot, you know. But, you know, anytime you race a World of Outlaw race and you're able to beat the Outlaws in general, and it goes for the All-Stars too. And, you know, it's just, you know, it means a lot to you as a driver and to a race team that, you know, you're able to win those races. So, you know, it's not just Donnie, it's just everybody else. I mean, everybody is, you know, so good, and, you know, they're on the top of their game, and, you know, they're out there on the tour, you know, for a reason. So,
right,
you know, whenever you're able to win those races, it just really, really means a lot.
Do you ever pay attention to the sprintcarratings.com? Do you ever go over there and take a look at that?
Yeah, I take a look at it quite often.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good general website to go to kind of see your stats and see what's going on there, and you know, also keep track of, you know, the type of money you earn and all that. So it's just a quick, you know, you know, thing that we go look at and just, you know, keep an eye on things. And I think it's a cool website. It's amazing what they do, how they gain all those stats. And they update it so fast. So it's really, really neat.
You know, me personally, I'm scratching my head a little bit because you've got 13 wins this year, right? And Kyle Larson has 4 wins, and he's ahead of you in the sprint car ratings in the 410 wings, 410 sprint car series. I can't get my head around that. How can a guy that has won 13 races, and I think of Macri as well, he's 10th. He's won 16 races this year. He's 10th in the standings. Does that bother you at all when you see something like that?
No, not really. I mean, I know, like, you know, I know how it works. It's just based off of how many races you run and what your average finish is for them races. So, you know, Kyle doesn't race a lot, and the races that he does race, he finishes really good. So, you know, the amount of races he races with his finishing average, I mean, he's going to be, you know, that his average is going to be really good. So,
right.
And that's just how the way that they work their website, I guess. And, you know, they can, that's, you know, to their own, but, you know, you go to some of these other power rankings and stuff, you know, we've been at the top of those and, you know, so it just depends on who's doing it and how they do it. You know, it's all good. I don't really get into all the hype of all the ratings and all that. I just honestly like to just, you know, look at my stats and see how we're doing and see where we can improve, because that website's really nice. It gives you literally everything. Your qualifying position does everything. So
right,
it's just
right.
really cool.
Well, I'm just thinking about you here right now, Brent. That's all I'm thinking about right now. Just seeing all those wins and seeing 4 up on top and 13 in second, it kind of makes me a little puzzled a little bit. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Port Royal and Williams Grove this weekend. Tonight, it's going to pay $20,000 to win. That's pretty big money, right?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's great that we're having all these, you know, bigger paying races throughout the year now. And, you know, tracks have really stepped up, series have stepped up. And you know, we always want to see a little bit more, you know, don't get me wrong, but, you know, to go out and be able to race for the amount of money we have been able to in the last month and a half or so has been absolutely amazing. So, you know, it's just they're putting a lot of effort into and giving us, you know, good purses to race for. So,
yeah,
you know, come
sure.
out here and be able to race for $20,000 tonight and another $20,000 on Saturday. And, you know, and then next week we're going out to the All-Stars. And I-70, it's $26,000 to win, and then you have the Knoxville Nationals after that, and Oskaloosa, and it's just crazy the amount of money that's flowing through the sport right now, and it's just, you know, it's great. It's a great opportunity for everybody.
You will be at I-70 Speedway?
Yes. Yep,
yeah. Well, that is my home track. I raced there for 15 years. I love that place. It's one of my favorite places to go to in all of motorsports. Looking forward to that. What do you do when you win this kind of money? Are you planning a vacation? What are you going to do with all this additional money that you won at the Kings Royal and at the historical big one? Do you have any plans?
I mean, we're just, you know, we're going to invest back in our race team, and, you know, we want this to be the best, you know, that it can be. And, you know, there's a lot of things we still wanted to work on, and this is going to give me the opportunity to work on those things. So, you know, we're going to invest back into our race team, and you know, obviously I'm going to enjoy it, you know, but, you know, I love racing, and it's what I do, and, you know, I enjoy every minute of it. And, you know, once racing season's over, you know, I always try to, you know, go on a vacation, just get away and, you know, relax a little bit and just enjoy things. So, you know, we'll work on that for later in the year. But, you know, right now, you know, that all that money that we won is just, it's going to really help with what our plans are and what we want to do with our race team. And, you know, it's going to help get us there a lot faster than what I've originally projected. So, you know, it's just going to help out a lot.
Yeah. What do you think about Kyle Larson and Brad Sweet and this 10 race series or 12 race series? They're going to have 10 races that pay $23,000 win, 2 races that pay $50,000 win. What's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, I'm happy to see that they're doing that. I know they've been doing that series in the late models, and I just think it's great that Kyle and Brad are starting something, and something I'm extremely interested in doing and following that series. And you know, it's just great for, you know, them to, you know, put more money back into our sport and, you know, create these events that are just good for the racers and going to be great for the fans. And it's not going to disrupt anything with the World of Outlaws or All-Stars or anything like that. So it just gives us more opportunity to go out there and race for more money. And you know, I'm very thankful for that. So yeah. I know a lot of other teams are going to be too. So I'm just excited for what they're doing and looking forward to see what they can build with, you know, off that series. And yeah, like I said, I think it's going to be good for the sport. And you know, I also think it's going to be good for the series too. So yeah. We'll see. You know, I know they're all going to try to work together and see what they can do and, you know, work things out. You know, I know that, you know, they're probably going to have some disagreements with some areas and locations with, you know, with the World of Outlaws or the All-Stars or whatever it may be. But, you know, I just know as long as everybody works together, it, you know, this sport's going to thrive and you know, everybody's just going to be happy. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with and how it's going to turn out. You know, I don't have a lot of insight on the series and what's going on. You know, I just kind of, like everybody else, know what's going to happen. And I don't know what kind of areas they're looking at racing in or anything. Right. But, you know, I definitely would like to be a part of it.
Do you think the late model racing has really grabbed the attention of sprint car fans and promoters across the country? You see XR, the World of Outlaw late models, the Lucas Oil late model dirt series, they're paying all these big money races. Do you think that had an effect on the decision by Kyle and Brad to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a, you know, great decision. I personally do, and I like what they're doing. And you know, I could be, you know, I could, you know, I think I'm more into it now because, you know, I kind of can run my own schedule and what I want to do. And I mean, maybe if I was a platinum member and, you know, I'm being told I can't race these races, I'd probably be a little upset because I want to go race those races and I can't, you know. Right. But I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just a position that guys are in and what they decide to do. I mean, everybody has a choice. So, you know, my choice is going to be continuing to do what I am doing with my schedule and, you know, go race with them. So,
yeah.
You know, I just know, you know, Kyle being in the late model world now a little bit, you know, I know he's learned a lot about different things and, you know, him and Brad have been promoting races now and you know, I don't know. I think it's cool to see two race car drivers starting their own thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they're race car drivers and they know what we all need and know what the teams need and a little bit better than I think somebody who's not involved in any of that. So I think they're just going to be better. I think they're going to be really good with this deal. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Brent, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know a lot of people have reached out to you to try to get you on their shows, and I appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. Good luck to you tonight at Port Royal. We'll be watching. Man, it's such a treat to be able to have all these streaming platforms to where we can watch you guys race week in and week out, man. Is that an added bonus for your race team, being able to?
Yeah. I mean, I think it is. I think it's been great for our sport. I know a lot of people, or a lot of racetracks, I should say, were threatened by it at first because they thought it was going to keep people out of the seats. But I don't know. I'm telling you, I think it's actually put people in the seats because
I do too.
These places we go to now are absolutely packed. And I'm not talking just World of Outlaw shows or All-Stars. I mean, like, even local races. And like, we were at Pennsylvania Speed Week, and those races were absolutely packed every single night. And people just, I think, are more interested in it now because, you know, of the convenience of being able to watch it on nights that they can't go or during the week, you know, their weekday shows with the World of Outlaws or All-Stars that they're watching, and then their local racetrack, they want to go see sprint cars, you know. It's just,
yeah.
I think the whole, you know, online you know, broadcasting thing has just really stepped up the game for our sport. And I think it's great in that way. I think it's been great for a team like mine who, you know, who's been able to gain sponsors and continue to keep sponsors, and they're able to watch and be involved and, you know, get their name out there, not only at the racetrack, but across the whole entire country, just because of people watching our race car on, you know, on the broadcast. So
right.
It's just really propelled the sport in a good direction. And, you know, they just keep getting better and better with it. And it's just, I think it's been a great thing. So I know it's scary for a lot of people at first, but it's turned into something really good.
Well, you know, we were one of the originals getting into that business. We did the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour for 13 years, and we did the Chili Bowl for 16 years. But let me tell you, it's the big boys now in the streaming business. It's not the little guys. They're running the little guys out a little bit, but that's okay. You know, I'm at the age now, I'm 62 years old. I don't want to beat up and down the road like a gypsy anymore. I just want to sit at home and watch you guys race on all these great platforms that we have out there, and it is so much fun to watch. Brent, thanks again for taking the time to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. We appreciate it. We'll see you out at I-70 Speedway. We're looking forward to that.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you bet. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more of Mostly Motorsports right here on RBN, the Racing Boys Broadcasting Network. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Rod End Supply is involved with a variety of motorsports as well as industrial applications with many different types of products. Since 1989, Rod End Supply has provided superior products priced competitively. Whether you're racing at the circle track or drag strip, rock climbing, or going off-road, Rod End Supply has an assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products to keep your equipment moving. Rod End Supply's experienced staff is ready and willing to help you with your needs. Their promise is to continue to provide a superior product with superior service so you can stay in front of the field no matter what it is. To learn more, go to rodendsupply.com.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Sure, especially sportswear in-house. We do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
39 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
Is that post?
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back. It's Mostly Motorsports here on RBN, the Racing Boys Broadcasting Network. Joining us now is a twin brother from a different mother, Steve Post. Postman, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, Scott. Hope all is well with you. Great to listen in on your chat with Brett Marks.
Boy, yeah.
I'll tell you what. What a class act he is, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And such a big weekend this weekend, too, with Port Royal and Williams Grove coming up, both of them paying $20,000 to win. I think Brent's going to be pretty good with his money in the future.
Yeah, I Scott, I think back years and years ago, I was up in central Pennsylvania. I was announcing a race at Path Valley for Fred Raymer. It was a Sunday night Pennsylvania Speed Week show.
Yeah.
And I got there at 2:00 in the afternoon, and there was probably two or three cars there. Brent was one of them. And it was his family-run team. This was, like I said, this was probably 7-8 years ago, his family-run team. And we just sat there on a piece of guardrail, that was in the pit area there.
Yeah.
That kind of separated two sections of the pits. We just sat there on a guardrail and just talked about, how – the team was, how his family is putting everything into it, and how his dream was to be a full-time race car driver, full-time World of Outlaws, winning big races, being that guy. And I look and I sit back, and it's like, 7 years in some aspects seems like a long time ago. 7 years in other aspects, it's like, man, that didn't take long.
Yeah.
And he's become the guy. I mean, and I just couldn't be happier for him and his family. They're just wonderful folks. And I think you're right. I think that he's got a good partner with Alan Murray down in the state of Texas, and I think that Brent's probably wise with it, and so that $276 and change will probably go a long way for that race team, and that's pretty cool.
They've made $481,414 this year.
That's insane,
isn't
that's
it?
Insane. I mean, and we're just into July.
I know it. I know sprintcarratings.com does a great job, and I love getting on their website and I enjoy it, but I just don't get it to where I know it's the amount of races that you've ran, right? But I don't know how Kyle Larson is ahead of Brent Marks and Anthony Macri. Anthony Macri has won 16 races this year, and Brent has won 13 races. Kyle has won 4. I it's hard for me to get my head around that a little bit.
Is that sorted for just this year, or is that for overall?
This is through 7/18/2022.
Is it just 2022, or is it because up at the top you can go overall, and then you can do 2022 only?
Well, I'm looking at the 2022 wins, and I'm looking at the 2021 wins, and last year Brent had 14 wins, and Kyle had 11. David Gravel was 14 last year, I think it was. But I'm looking at this year, Anthony Macri, he's 10th in the standings right now with 16 wins, and Marks is – second with 13 wins. Kyle Larson is in the lead with 4 wins.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense.
It doesn't to me.
No, and I love that site. I mean, I love that site.
Oh, I love it, too.
Makes much sense. Yeah, because I go in there for my results all the time and schedule updates and looking at stats when we have a driver on. I look at his wins and the races and everything. It's a great, great site. I don't know that I'm buying their rating system, but I'll buy everything else there.
It says the amount of races for Larson is 77, and it says 100.
See, that's going back 2 or 3 years.
Is it?
Yeah. Up at the top, there's a little bit of a box up there where you can sort, and it says 2022 only.
So that's a cumulative from...
That's cumulative.
Ah. Well, that's where I made the mistake then.
There's a little box up at the top where you can type in, or you can put in 2022 only, and I don't know what it is, but I know that that's a cumulative thing is what it is. They started this in about 2019 or 2020, and remember, 2020 is included in this, and that was the year that Larson won everything.
Mm. Oh, here we go. I was wrong. See, all this time I've misspoke.
You got him all fired up.
What a dumbass I am. Just so you know. So I went over there and I went to that box where it says 2022 only. And Brent Marks is in the lead with 13 wins. Sheldon Hodenshield is in second with 8 wins. Carson Macedo with 9. And Anthony Macri is fourth with 16. I'm so dumb sometimes.
Don't worry about it, Scott. I've made that mistake one time, and that's why I think I kind of knew maybe what was going on, although I hadn't looked at it in a while, so I wasn't sure either. You know, but... Yeah, when you get to that, and that makes a lot of sense because while Macri has the most wins, you know, he's got a lot of local weekly wins. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. I mean, where Sheldon's are all World of Outlaw, 10 grand or more wins, Gravel, or I forget who the other one you had there listed. And then obviously Brett Marks is just, it don't matter whether it's a local show or the King's Royal, he seems to roll into town and win. Yeah, he's won some big money races, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So what about this weekend? First of all, let's talk about that King's Royal. I got to say that when you outrun a 10-time World of Outlaw champion, Donnie Schatz, and listen, Donnie has shown some speed of late, hasn't he?
Yeah, Donnie is maybe not vintage Donnie Schatz form, but he is awful close to it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Did you think that he was going to make a run on him and get around Marks there towards the end of that race? Because he did kind of put a little pressure on him.
Yeah, I thought Donnie Schatz was going to win that race at one point there toward the end of it. I really did. Just the way Donnie's – again, it's where Donnie, when Donnie is on his point, that car can go places and run different parts of the racetrack where nobody else is running. And when you get in lap traffic, man, being out there by yourself in the middle of that racetrack while everyone is up top or down on the bottom, it just puts you in such an advantageous spot. And so I really believed at one point late in the going there that Donnie Schatz was going to pass and get the win. And I'm sitting there and it's like, I'm kind of torn on it because, you know, it's like, I love the Brent Marks story, but I love the Donnie Schatz story too. You know what I mean? And that's kind of as a guy covering this, you kind of root for the story more so than the individual. And it's like I can go with either one of these, you know.
Right.
And but boy, Brent has just been able to find another gear when it matters this year, and he's been able to close races.
Yeah.
He's been able to close the deal and. Man, that's a skill set also that's very critical with it.
Yeah. Who do you think is the hottest 410 sprint car driver in the country right now? Is it Marks?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's got to be. When you look at what he's done, when you look at, you know, obviously the King's Royal and the historical big one, he went into Pennsylvania, won 5 Pennsylvania Speed Week races, including 2, passing Kyle Larson for the win.
Right.
Which – Kyle Larson scored the top of those ratings for a reason, you know what I mean? So he did that. But even the week before that, Scott, well, he went to Knoxville and he won the Friday night World of Outlaw race there. But then he rolled back into Ohio. He went to Ohio Speed Week and the Dean Niddle Memorial, which is the $20,000 to win finale of Ohio Speed Week, he took the All-Stars out there. So he just is, he's an equal opportunity ass whooper right now. You know, I mean, if you're a World of Outlaw guy, if you're an All-Star guy, if you're Central Pennsylvania guy, he'll gladly take your money. And right now he's doing it to everybody. And I think it's tough to argue against him right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think he's got 5 World of Outlaw wins, and he's got 2 All-Star wins, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there was an All-Star win earlier this year, maybe in Pennsylvania, that he won. But he won, like I said, the Dean Niddle Memorial, which was their highest-paying race of Ohio Speed Week. And then listening to him, you know, they're putting $26,000 on the line next week at I-70 out there in your neck of the woods, and he's going to go out and try to take their money there too. So I don't know. It's fun. This is what I love about sprint car racing, Scott, is that there's more than one way to skin a cat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have Brad Sweet and David Gravel and Sheldon and Logan and Donnie and those guys that do the World of Outlaw deal. But then you have Sunshine and Zeb Wise and Parker Price Miller and Hunter Schoenberg over doing their All-Star deal. And then you have Danny Dietrich over there focusing on Pennsylvania. And then you have Lance DeWeese going part-time in Pennsylvania. And you got Brownie up there in the Midwest just showing up everywhere. And in California, they're starting to pick up some momentum out there with Dominic Selzy, with what he's doing out there, and the Cating boys and everyone else. And this is one thing I love about sprint car racing. There's no one route to success. And we have these big events where everyone gets together and can compare. And I think that's why I think that if everything was World of Outlaws, or if everything was All-Stars, or if everyone in Ohio stayed in Ohio and everyone in Pennsylvania stayed in Pennsylvania, I think the sport would be so much less. And that's why I like where we're at right now, because I think there's so many ways to have a successful sprint car team. There's not one model that works for everybody, and that makes it fun to watch, that's for sure.
You know, most of our listeners, a lot of our listeners, the number one state for us is California, but most of our listeners are from Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and that's the mecca out there, right? And do you think tonight going into Port Royal that Anthony Macri has to be the favorite?
Yeah, I would think so. The way he's going around Port now is just insane.
Mm-hmm.
He is doing things at Port Royal that nobody else dares to do. The way he runs that wall, if that, you know, and all of it's depending on the track. If the track is wide and multi-grooved, you know, then you got to look at a guy like Lance DeWeese or Brett Marks or someone like that. But if that thing gets like it does so many times at Port Royal, where the guy with the biggest set that puts that right rear on the wall, it's Macri all day long. And he is so good there and has so much confidence there. I just think that if I'm picking somebody sitting here in the middle of the afternoon, he's kind of the guy I'm going to be looking at. I mean, I watched him up there at the Weichert Memorial, and he drove around Lance DeWeese for the win on Saturday night of that Weichert Memorial race.
Yeah.
I'm like, just he drove around Lance DeWeese at Port Royal for a win. That's a phrase that very few racers have ever been able to do. They're a phrase that we never thought we would say, and very few racers have ever been able to do. And Macri did it, and he's got that place figured out very, very well. Now, of course, he's had a crew chief change along the way and some other things, but I still think Anthony Macri is going to be just fine tonight. And on it to Williams Grove, I think Anthony Macri is a guy that could I think if there's one guy, if we're sitting here a week from now talking about one person derailed the Brent Marks train, I think Anthony Macri is probably the likely guy that can do that, derail the train. And isn't that amazing that it's two independent teams?
It's crazy.
We're talking about against the World of Outlaws? That is so cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What do you think about the Kyle Larson Brad Sweet series that they're going to start? 12 races, 2 of them are going to pay $50,000, 10 of them are going to pay $23,000. I think this has all been driven by the late model world. All the money that we see over there at XR, the World of Outlaw late models, the Luxol late model dirt series, they're throwing a lot of money at these late models. I think that's what drove Kyle Larson and Brad Sweet to say, listen, we need to step up and start paying our guys a little bit more money. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree that it's being driven by what's going on in the late model world. So I agree with that, and I think Kyle and Brad and Flow Racing, I think they're the people to do it. You know, Rigsby and Kenver Jacobs was involved in this, and I think those are the people to do it. And I think it's great the way it sits right now, and I hope that everybody can get along and can work together to the degree they can work together to make this thing work. So I'm very, very excited about it. Now, I think Scott, and you and I chatted a little bit earlier today, I think we're starting to see where the dirt late model world is maybe getting about as much as they can handle right now, because we're starting to see these 10 grand win races get low 20 car counts.
Right.
And so I think it's, heading back to the sprint car world, I think it's great right now for the sprint car world, but I think we need to tiptoe in this direction or be cautiously moving in this direction, because I don't think we want to get to the place where we've got saturation. And my fear is with the dirt late model world is we may be at that point where we're awful close to that right now. And here's the problem with this thing. It's great to have pay-per-view, and it's great to sit at home and watch these things.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I sitting on our couches and watching 21 cars run a late model race, we're out nothing. The problem is if you and I, you know, drove 3 or 4 hours to get there, you know, and shelled out $35-$40 a ticket and 21 cars show up, I think we've got to watch this saturation as far as fannies in the seats go, because that's such a critical part of it. And so I think we need to keep an eye on what's going on in the dirt late model world. And there's far more dirt late models than there are sprint cars. So
no doubt,
that saturation point in the dirt late model world is probably a little further down the line than what it would be for sprint cars. I think we settle in here with this series with 12 more races next year, and then let's see where we're at with it and see how things are going with all of this, and see that the most important fans still are the ones that are showing up at the racetrack and putting their fannies in the seat, and we don't want to water it down so much that we start to chase those people away. So I think that's my only caution about it, but I agree with your idea. I believe this comes from Flow Racing, Caspro Flow Night in America, and Kyle Larson sat back down and watched this thing and said, we need to do this for sprint cars, and here we are.
I think the dangerous part that we're dealing with here, and when you talk about sprint cars, and we're seeing a little bit, as you alluded to, with the late models, there's so many drivers that are just running an outlaw schedule now. They're just running wherever the big money races are at, right? As you mentioned, the $10,000 races don't mean much anymore, right? They want the $25,000 and the $50,000 races to run. I think that's where the problem lingers a little bit to me, is that too many drivers are trying to be outlaw drivers and just run an outlaw schedule. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with it. I think that right now, and I do believe this is short term, because I think the world of outlaw late models right now, as far as star power, is down just a little bit, because I think a couple of their stars, have fled to other series or have gone to an independent schedule. And so I look at that right now, and I was at a World of Outlaw race. I was at two of them down at Cherokee Speedway, and it was the same week as Bristol when the XR series. So obviously the Maddens and the Davenports and those guys were all at Bristol chasing the big money up there.
Right.
And so I think the World of Outlaws I think the World of Outlaw late model series is taking a we're not going to lose our mind when we have our big ones, and they have big ones on their calendar.
Yep.
We'll welcome everyone in, and everyone's going to come in and race. And I think that right now they're sitting there, and we've got a couple of guys that are making a pretty good name for themselves in this World of Outlaw thing. So right now I think they're lacking a little in star power, which, to your point, is we can't take all the star power out of a weekend of World of Outlaw or Lucas Oil late model racing. We've got to keep some star power in it. I think it's a balance. I think the World of Outlaws are going to be just fine. In fact, I think they might come out of this stronger, because I think what will also happen is I think some of these guys that are running at the front of the field with the World of Outlaws are starting to get their footing and will become some of the stars. But it's a tight balance that we have going on here now with all of these guys running the outlaw not World of Outlaw, the true outlaw schedule. And I think we just need to – I just think that there's a lot of balance that needs to be done here. And the late model world seems to be a pretty good example that we as in the sprint car world can kind of keep an eye on, making sure we keep that balance.
Before I let you go, Steve, I got to ask you about your thoughts about the street core race, the street race that they're going to have in Chicago, getting rid of Road America for that street course. Just doesn't make sense to me. I know you're an MRN guy, but it just doesn't make sense to me. We saw a fantastic race at Road America, right?
Well, yeah, we did. And that's the part I don't like about this. I don't like that we're losing Road America.
Right.
That's the part I don't like about it. If we were doing the Chicago Street Course and Road America, I'm all in on this. Because I love Road America.
Right.
Now, the premise of the street course is we're going to take racing to fans that have never been close to racing before. And what I saw at the Coliseum in L.A. earlier this year, we took racing to a whole bunch of fans that have never seen it before, and a whole bunch of them loved it. They yeah. had a great time there. That was a party, and a race broke out in the middle of that Coliseum.
Right.
So I have no issue or no problem with the Chicago street race, because I think that in this car is designed to run left and right-hand turns. It's center balanced as far as that goes. And so I have no issue with doing it. I think taking it to new markets, taking the sport to new people, new demographics, new folks, I think is great. I just hate that we've lost Road America in the process, because I love that one as well. And I have no issue with the Chicago street race. I'm really bummed that we're losing Road America. So two parts there. I'm great with one part of it. I wish we could keep both parts of it to make me really happy.
Yeah. I think the NASCAR fans are getting more into road racing right now, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's road racing has been good. I mean, you know, now it's this new car has got some challenges, because this new car, it's got the beauty of NASCAR road racing is the cars were not designed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a lot of mistakes and overdriving and wheel hopping, and that made a lot of action and excitement. And I think one of the challenges right now that this car has is this car is so good that we run into maybe a little bit lackluster road races, and the short tracks are suffering a little bit because you can recover from a mistake so well. But I have a feeling we're sorting this all out and doing it. But road racing has become popular because the racing's been good. Look at some of those Watkins Glen finishes we've had. Yeah, look at some of the Sonoma finishes we've had. Mm. You know, I mean, some of the races we've had have been really, really good. And I think we'll see, you know, I think we're going to see a fair share of it. They seem to have settled on this number seven of seven road course races. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we swapped Road America for Chicago, the street course. We seem to have settled on that. And I'm good with that number. And I think it gives a lot of diversity into the schedule. And when you go from a street course or a roval type track to a Sonoma, which is a low speed traditional road course, to Watkins Glen, which is a high speed road course, I think I think it's good diversity. And I do think NASCAR fans have embraced road course racing far more than I thought they would, quite honestly. But I think it's pretty neat.
It's not like years ago when people used to cringe when they watched road courses, right?
That, yeah.
There was a time when people just didn't get into them, but now I think that the action on the racetrack has gotten so much better. I think people are tuned into it a little bit more, and I think maybe that's because back in the day, if you remember right, Steve, there was only three or four guys that could really win in a road course, right? You'd bring in these road course ringers in, and they'd run the race and whatnot, and they'd take a driver out of a car and put a road course ringer in. You don't see that now. All these guys are very accomplished road racers now.
Yeah, absolutely. Back in the day, it was Rusty Wallace or Ricky Rudd.
Right.
You know, that would win these races, and they were so good road racers. And then Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart came in, and they kind of owned the roads for a while. But now it's part of the discipline that everybody has and everyone needs. I mean, we've got young kids in development program. That Brent Cruz kid's that everyone's talking about,
right.
You know, he's running micros, he's running midgets, he's running 360 sprints, and he's running Trans Am series.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a skill set that is going to be important going forward. And but I agree with you. I think the fact that so many guys are eligible to win these races is what's made it far more compelling for sure.
Todd wants to ask a question.
I was just going to say, you know, Boris said there for a long time, heck, he had a room over there by the Kansas Speedway when they opened the road course, when they were doing all the testing. I mean, those are the kind of guys you brought in for those things. Yeah. Was, you know, the Boris said, the said heads. I mean, he had his own room right there next to the hotel by the thing. So it has changed considerably with these road course guys. Yeah.
Steve, who are you picking tonight at Port Royal? Who are you going to pick?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna score one for the old boys. I think Lance Deweese picks up the win.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
I can't go against Anthony Macri.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be surprised if you're not right.
Right.
You know? But I'm just pulling for the old guys.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Steve, I appreciate you taking the time every week to join us here on the show, man. Again, Steve Post's appearance is brought by Sage Fruit, and we always appreciate them allowing you to come over here and be a part of our show each and every week, man. We can't thank you enough for doing so, my friend.
All right, Scott, we'll talk to you next week. Can't wait to see what we have this week and all the racing action.
All right, Steve. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
There you have it, Steve Post. And that's it for Mostly Motorsports. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. For Todd Surprise, for my partner Kirk Elliott, for Austin O'Neill, who's going to race up at I-80 tonight. The last two times he's raced up there, he's finished fourth. We're hoping that he can pick up a win up there tonight. It should be a good show. Only problem is we can't watch it, and that's the bummer part of it all. All right, again, for Kirk, for Todd, I'm Scott. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 noon Central Time, right here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.